This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The 2016 election is still more than a year away, but political action committees are already lining up to get in on the action. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, outside money could play an unprecedented role in determining who serves as the next governor of Vermont.
Outside money isn't anything new in Vermont politics. Groups like the Republican Governors Association and the Democratic Governors Association poured nearly $2 million into the state the last time Vermont had an open seat for governor. The $4 million spent in total on the general campaign for governor back in 2010 set a new high-dollar mark in Vermont politics. But that may pale in comparison to the outside investments in the coming election cycle, according to watchdogs and political operatives following the race.
I think in 2016 we'll see an almost doubling of the total amount spent in the gubernatorial election than we did in 2010. So if we're saying it's $4 million, we're probably going to get closer to $8 million in total, because I think we're going to have a larger number of independent groups playing a role beyond the RGA and DGA, which were really the only players in 2010.
That's Todd Bailey, a partner at the State House lobbying firm KSE Partners, who has helped clients try to maximize their influence in political races. Two dozen political action committees have registered with the Secretary of State's office in the last 2 weeks alone. They represent the interests of specific companies like Honeywell, Coca-Cola, and R.J. Reynolds Tobacco. They also represent labor unions, political parties, and groups pushing specific causes. Yet to arrive in large numbers are the independent expenditure-only committees, those creatures of unlimited spending potential spawned by the Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling in 2010. Denise Roth-Barber is managing director of the National Institute on Money and State Politics. She says it's only a matter of time before they're here.
Especially when there's an open race. It's very hard in general to unseat an incumbent, but when the races are open, it's much more fair game.
Barber says national groups representing partisan or corporate interests are increasingly drawn to state-level politics, where they're often able to advance policy agendas in a more expedient manner.
And also, state races are kind of cheap dates, because especially in Vermont, where not a lot of money is spent, it doesn't take that much money to influence the outcome of an election.
Money doesn't necessarily translate into political success. This state's first super PAC arrived on the scene back in 2012, when Burlington heiress Lenore Broughton spent $1 million of her own money to push Republican candidates for the House and Senate. The GOP lost seats in both chambers that year. But Secretary of State Jim Condos says late-race cash from an out-of-state conservative group likely helped with GOP pickups in 2014.
And dropped, I think, roughly $300,000 on House races, and I'm sure that that had a significant impact.
Given federal legal precedent, there isn't much the state can do in the short term to mitigate the flow of outside money into state races. Secretary of State Jim Condos says what state officials can do is enforce disclosure.
It comes down to, where's the money coming from? How's it being spent? And who's it supporting?
Condo says the Secretary of State's website now includes search functions that will give Vermonters easier access to the answers to all of those questions. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.